They had it all. Paradise. So revealed in the second story of creation in the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve have everything they need. God has created them out of love, out of the dust, the clay of the earth. And now they're in paradise to enjoy. The only boundary, the only parameter is do not eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. But everything else is yours to enjoy. And they fall for the temptation, the serpent, the tempter, the devil, wants them to be drawn in. From the very beginning of the story of creation, the story of sin coming into the world, wanting more than paradise itself. How is that possible for us to want more than paradise? But what they wanted was the knowledge that God possessed. They wanted to be like God so they wouldn't need God. Then they would have everything. The first Sunday of Lent is about temptation and how powerful they are and what they can lead us to be and lead us to stray from. And we're taken to a desert in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus, led by the Spirit, fasting for 40 days, is famished, is vulnerable, and the devil comes to him. And the first temptation is, Jesus, you can turn the stones into bread. If you're the Son of God, go ahead. You can do that yourself. You don't need God or angels to do it for you. And the second temptation, throw yourself down and test God. You know the angels will come and catch you. Have God prove who God is to you, Jesus. And thirdly, worship me and all this will be yours. Get rid of that God in your life. When we look at how Jesus is tempted, we can see how those temptations ultimately are about our desire to redefine God in our life so that we can possess all the power and control and all the things that we want in our own. What we want, not what we need. And the season of Lent is a cause for us to gather and say, Lord, help us to be freed from that. We can't turn stones into bread. We need you, God. Every good blessing comes from you. Everything that we face and have to deal with in our lives, we can't do without you. We need you, Lord. Don't let us ever get to the place where we can think we can do it all on our own, as the devil wanted Jesus to do, to turn stones into bread. And then the testing of God. Who are we to test God? Who are we to say, God, if you're God, prove it? And yet we do it all the time, don't we, when we find ourselves in situations and crises and struggling with things. If you're God, do this. And then finally, to switch gods. I'm tired of worshiping this God. This God doesn't do what I want God to do, so I'll change. And that's what the devil says. Worship me now, and all this can be yours. Life could really be better now if you choose me to worship instead of the one true God. And Jesus' responses are clear to show us the path for our own life. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. You shall not test the Lord your God. And God alone shall you serve. Our sin comes back to us trying to take control of our lives and not need God. And Jesus makes it clear, as vulnerable as he is in the desert, that that's not the path to life and fullness. Adam and Eve are sent out of paradise by their wanting to be like God and not needing God. And they lose it all until Christ comes into the world and says, it can be another way. It can be another way to be freed from the power of this temptation. If you come to what is offered through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who says it's God's word that we need and nothing more. And we shall not test God, because God is the one who comes to our rescue in every instance. And that to choose another God is easy to do, but where will it lead? If we choose the God of greed, or the God of envy, or the God of ambition, the God of lust, whatever those little gods are in our life, that we're willing to set the one true God aside so that it can be the center of our life. And Lent is a time for us to go into this desert period, vulnerable as we are to temptation, vulnerable as we are to sin, to come to a God who says, I will give you the grace and the fullness of God's mercy if you seek it, if you come to my word, if you allow ourselves to fall into the arms of a God who says, I am with you. There's no need to test me. Look at the life of Jesus. And finally, to decide who shall be the center of our lives, what God shall be the center whom we shall serve and worship. And we've come here to do that. To say, God, we need you. Speak to us. And let us worship and adore you for who you are, the one who indeed formed us from the earth, who has offered us paradise in our final breath to be with you forever, as Jesus offered the thief on the cross on the day of his death. And so let us enter into a season to intensify our prayer, to embrace fasting, to be detached from those things which overly tempt us, and to perform charitable deeds, to be about the work of mercy and compassion in our own lives, so that the focus is not ourselves, but the ability to reach out in the name of Christ to the needs of others. And when we do that, then we shall not grieve paradise lost, but paradise offered by the one who has come to dwell among us, who has lived and suffered and died and risen, that we might be freed from sin and temptation.